This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A lot of Americans are going to be seeing some heavy snow and maybe some damaging ice in parts of the nation's midsection. David Roth is with the National Weather Service.
But we still have blizzard conditions for portions of the central and northern plains. For portions of the Dakotas, it may actually end up being as much of an ice storm as a blizzard. So we've got that'll present its own special problems.
Much of the East Coast will see rain, maybe heavy in some places. The U.S. targeted militia groups after three American service members were injured in a drone attack in Iraq. The AP's Karen Shamas.
President Biden's order for retaliatory airstrikes came after three U.S. service members were injured in a drone attack at an airbase in northern Iraq. The Iranian-backed militia, Kataib Hezbollah, and affiliated groups claimed credit for the attack that used a one-way attack drone. The U.S. strikes were carried out on three locations in Iraq, less than 13 hours after the U.S. personnel were attacked. According to U.S. Central Command, the strikes destroyed the targeted facilities and likely killed a number of Kataib Hezbollah militants. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iraq says the U.S. strikes killed one militant and injured 18. Residents of central Gaza are describing shelling and airstrikes overnight that they say shook Palestinian refugee camps. There are international calls for ceasefire, and the U.S. is asking Israel to work to reduce civilian casualties. But on Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said the fight with Hamas isn't close to finished, as he put it. A Russian naval ship in Crimea has been damaged in an airstrike by Ukrainian forces. In Houston, Beyonce's childhood home caught fire on Christmas morning, but the family living there escaped safely. If you're traveling today, gas is 4 cents more than a week ago. It's $3.12 a gallon today. This is AP News. A Christmas morning swatting attempt. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Someone tried to ruin Marjorie Taylor Greene's Christmas morning. U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has been targeted yet again with another swatting attempt at her Georgia residence. The Rome Police Department quickly verified that the call was a hoax and did not send officers to Greene's house. A man in New York called the Georgia Suicide Hotline on Christmas morning, claiming that he had shot his girlfriend at Greene's home and was going to kill himself next. Police say they contacted Greene's security detail to confirm that she was safe and that there was no emergency. Police also confirmed that Greene has been the target of roughly 8 swatting attempts. Past calls claimed that dead bodies had been found in the bathtub and in other areas of her home. Police also responded last year to false reports of shootings outside her residence. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.